Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome the night.
Radio show where we discuss all the latest movies and news from the world of horror. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host Ian. Ian, are you there?
I am.
No, things have not been well on your end, so hopefully they get a little bit better. They've kind of been the same way on my end, but we're here tonight, as always, to talk about horror. And Jesus, I'm telling you right now, Ian, this year needs to get better with horror. I mean, I'm happy. We're getting something, you know, like one every other week. Some, you know, it's. But Jesus Christ, there's only been two rather okay releases so far, and everything else has just not been good. And it's just continuing this early year, this just string of shit being released in theaters that we're having to sit through until I don't even know. I don't even know if this year will turn around. I mean, I'm looking forward to like A Quiet Place 2 and Invisible Man next week and Halloween Kills, but you know, I'm just it needs to do something. It needs to turn itself around,
right?
Because it's just God. Because after this, you know, I can't even talk because it's just I'm kind of angry. And I didn't expect great things either, but I expected something a little bit, but whatever, we'll get into it. It's Brahms the Boy 2. So this is a sequel to the 2016-2017 film. It's been like 3 or 4 years, I think almost 4 years now, where the first one came out. And I thought that was decent. You know, we reviewed it on the show. I thought it was okay. It wasn't great or anything. But it was fine. It was an okay watch. You know, I left pleasantly surprised with that one, and I liked the reveal and everything that they did with it. I didn't like the dream sequences or like the lame jump scares. You know, they could have done without that and made it a little bit more tightened up. But this is from the same director and I think writer of The Boy, and I don't know what the fuck they were thinking. And I'm only assuming it was because of the fucking success of Annabelle and the new Child's Play film. But, like, this was, like, in development, like, before that. I remember us talking about it. It was supposed to be, like, a prequel. And, like, it was, like, scheduled to come out in, like, 2018. And then it got pushed back. It was, like, going to be, like, that January 2019 or something like that. And then here we are, you know, February 2020. It's finally out, and my God. So let's get into this. So Brahms the Boy 2 is, again, it's a sequel, no prequel, no nothing. This is a totally different, this is a continuation. And so they kind of bring up the stuff of the first film, but okay. So we have Jude and Liza. Liza is played by Katie Holmes, and Liza's the mother, Jude is the son, and the father, I don't know his name because it doesn't really fucking matter. And he's at work. He does stuff. He's away most of the time. And so the film starts out with Liza coming home, Jude's in the house, and basically they get attacked at home, burglarized, and Liza gets hit over the head, jewelry taken, some stuff like that, and this causes Jude to become mute in a sense. He just doesn't want to talk or speak. He starts writing stuff in notepad to communicate. And so Liza is having these nightmares and these dreams, again, Jump Scare City, like they did in the first one. I knew that it would be exactly like the fucking first one. I expected that, and it's the same fucking thing. And so the husband decides, okay, let's get out of the city. Let's move to a country home. And so they decide to leave, and just the one house they find is the, countryside house, beside of the big mansion where the first film took place. So it's side house, whatever it is. And so they start living there, and they get there, and automatically Jude finds the doll. He's buried out in the middle, not far from the house, just like he's buried. You see it in the trailer, and he finds him, and that starts to make this film slowly turn into not what the first one was. So Jude is, talking with his notepad, and he's, becoming more sort of active with the doll. And the doll's name is Brahms, even though Brahms was a character in the first film. This film doesn't make any sense. So he starts, we got to, do by the doll's rules, like no guests. You got to do all these set list of things, a la the first film, with the doll itself, and the twist of that one. But this one is, again, basically they took what was pretty straightforward and pretty much tied up most loose ends in the first film and decided to, retcon everything with part two. And, as I said, with the success of Annabelle and the recent Child's Play remake, I'm just going to get into it. They make it a sentient being. They made the doll a sentient being instead of just a doll. And that is the one thing where this film just kind of falls apart, because if you go by the first, if you watch them back to back, they don't make any sense. And it just, this one's so convoluted and so dumb. And it's short. I mean, I'll give it that. It's like 1:19, so it's a very short watch. But there's just that lull in the middle, and then just the things that they do with this doll that doesn't make any freaking sense when you watch the first one, or when if you haven't watched the first one but you remember the first one, nothing makes any sense. I mean, they try to do everything in their power to make this thing its own, the doll its own thing. Right, they're trying to make it basically a Chucky in a sense, because he can get up, move around, turn it on and off the TV, stuff like that, and they're also doing the whole thing of there's a part with Katie Holmes, Liza, she's like, is the doll real or not? Like, he's like, the doll doesn't make the rules of the house, that we do, because us the parents. And, Jude's all like, whatever, he starts talking again once, he starts talking with the doll. And he starts running back and forth to the mansion house of the first film and this house that they're living in, back and forth. And, all the little sort of secrets that was, you've seen in the first film is there for some reason now in this one where it just doesn't make any sense. That's the whole thing with this film. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Because of the whole thing of them wanting to make it like previous, more higher grossing films, or just, films of that nature. Like I said, Annabelle and Child's Play and stuff like that. And they just fucking messed up. I will never watch this again. This is one of those sequels that is unnecessary, and it's just, there's nothing to this. I mean, they're trying to make this thing, this I mean, I'm just giving spoilers away. I don't really care because I don't – no one should see this. I mean, there's nothing to this film to watch. They're doing all this thing, like, oh, this thing has been in – like, has been doing this since, like, the 17th century. It talks to you in your head and makes you do things. So now they're saying that this thing is an intent being, you know, its own thing that lives inside this doll and causes – people, you know, or whoever it's talking to or whispering to go crazy and do its bidding by killing basically parents, you know, but killing your own parents, even though that didn't happen in the first movie, right? Because the parents decided to fucking kill themselves instead, walking into the ocean and drowning. So apparently that didn't happen in the first film, and then, well, let's retcon that, you know, that happened now. I was like, no, it didn't. And so, and then, like, you know, basically, like, again, the doll broke in the first film, and there's nothing there. This one, there's, like, this little fucking weird entity being thing with a weird face that's underneath the porcelain doll, just the face itself. And it's just, like, it keeps going and going and going. It's just, like, this film, I don't know why. Why? And, again, like I said, it's the same director and writer. And I assume, like, again, they could have done some of the, you know, not the whole entity being thing, but I could have been okay with a prequel, you know. That's what I assumed this was, you know, when we first started hearing about it in the trailers, you know, little boy and the parents, you know, Katie Holmes, like the younger mother. But then the trailer starts showing, like, they're on computers, so it can't be that because it's modern times. And then it's just like, okay, this film's just bad. You know, it's just... They could have done, again, I say that, they could have done something, but honestly, I think the film should have just been left alone. You know, it was a okay one-off. You know, it did okay. You didn't need to make another film. I mean, it was a perfectly wrapped-up story with everything that went down in the first film. And then you have to retcon that and basically shit on it, even though it wasn't good to begin with, right? I mean, it was an okay idea, and it was done better in other films with that kind of twist. And then you just take it and you decide, or the Hollywood producers decide to, you know what, this needs to be more like Annabelle. This needs to be a Child's Play type film with the boy, young boy and the doll wanting to take over the boy. You know, there needs to be something like that. And they just, it just keeps going and going, and of course you have to do like all the research on it. And there's the history of the doll. Like, there should not be a history of the doll. It was perfectly fine with the way it was in the first film, and then you just keep going and going with this one, adding so much on it where it's just impossible to fucking figure out why they decided to go this route. And, well, I mean, it's easy why. I mean, I've discussed it already with producers and money. Trying to make a franchise out of something that didn't need to be a franchise. And it just, there's just so much wrong with this film. And, like, oh my God, Ian, it was not good.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't seem like it.
I mean, and again, I would say there's not that much to discuss. I mean, without having to say that it's a living doll, basically, instead of,
yeah,
just being an inanimate object in the first film. So it's just, I mean, at least there was like some suspense and mystery to the first film. Like, is this a, you know, supernatural thing with the boy or anything like that? And then the reveal happens. And then this one just like takes this and just like, again, like I said, just shits all over it. Like, okay, so now the reasoning for the first film is because the doll was inside the head of the boy, but he didn't kill his parents, you know, and they drowned. And it's just, nothing makes sense if you watch them back to back. This is just one of those films where it's just like, it's creating a new universe. And it's like,
yeah,
it's trying to like overwrite history, and you can't do that when the film's there. And it caves in on itself with so much stupidity with what they're trying to do with this doll. And its history, and again, like, there's like, Ian, it's horrible. It's 80 minutes of just like, why is this happening? Why is that happening? That doesn't make sense, you know. And then the finale of this one still doesn't make sense. And because it's dumb as shit, Ian. It is dumb as fucking shit.
Yeah. I didn't understand, like, I mean, I never got around to watching the first movie. But I'm going to have to, you know, watch them both just so I can appreciate
feel my pain.
I
appreciate the first one for what, but again, like I said, it's not the most original idea. I mean, it's been, you know, I'm not going to give it away because you haven't seen it, but I mean, if you haven't already know the twist, but I'm just saying there's been other films that's done that idea a little bit better, but they just, you know, added a doll to it, which made it interesting. And they gave you, like, you know, the mystery of everything with the lady from The Walking Dead, Lori Cohan, I think, whatever, Maggie, and her thinking, like, is this real or not, stuff like that. So there was a mystery to it. This one, they just pretty much, you know, he moves his head, he moves his eyes, he gets up off the couch. He does, it's a living thing. So there's no mystery to it. It's just a bore. It is boring. I mean, there's nothing to this film. They leave the house in the city. They go to the countryside house. They find the doll. The doll talks to the boy. The parents don't believe that the doll's real. The doll's real. And then it's the parents trying to figure, you know, get the back history. And then they have the groundskeeper that's apparently in on the whole thing as well. And he's like, he's not upset with, like, his dog dying because he has a dog. I haven't seen my dog. And then I found him in the yard all hacked up. So apparently the doll went and attacked the dog for some reason, or did the boy do it? They don't even answer that. And then the boy goes back into the house, the mansion house, and then the parents are after him trying to find him. And then they realize the doll's real, and then the finale. And then they're just like, Jesus Christ, there's nothing. There's nothing to this film. And it's just, and so many things they do, man. So many fucking things they do to fucking counteract the original film. It's just, it's crazy. And it just doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
I mean, for what they're trying to do. For what they're trying to do, I mean, it makes sense to them, right? Like, oh, it's a real thing. Now, everything that happened in the first one, don't worry about that. It's all the doll. When it wasn't the doll, right? It was just there. It was a prop in the first film, and this time, no, it's Annabelle. There's something in it. This is ridiculous how they did this.
Yeah.
Ian, thoughts?
Well, it just. I don't even think that they just, with, you know, talking about doing a sequel, and they just were like, we don't know what we're going to do, so, and the studio was probably like, come on, the first one did okay, pumped this out, so they were just kind of rushed. That's what it kind of sounds like, it was just rushed, and they had no clue what to do. But I don't understand, like, you know, I get it. You know, they want to take something that did a little bit, you know, decently and just keep running with it. I mean, but not everything needs to be a franchise. Like, yeah, I like.
This is one of those films. This is like a Sinister 2 or a Descent Part 2. It just did not need to be made because the first one was fine. And it didn't need no continuation. It didn't need a sequel. It ended fine. But no, we got to continue on, and we got to shell out, you know, churn out shit titles of sequels that didn't need to be made, you know. Like I said, I thought, you know, Sinister 2, you know, God, we know my take on Sinister 2, but the first one was like, it ended perfectly, you know, it had perfect ending, and then they have to make Part 2, which was a dog fire. Just watch all those dogs burn in that pile over there. Like, oh my God, those poor dogs. Why? But no. And then the Descent Part 2, just there's no reason for it because, again, it ended perfectly. There didn't need to be a sequel to the Descent. And then it's just, oh my God, it's just like, why? I mean, again, it's money. And, but this one, like I said, there's no reason to watch this. I mean, if you, like, again, if you have to set through it, like probably Ian will one of these days when he decides to do a double feature. Like, he'll see the first one, like, all right, that wasn't too bad. And then and then part two comes, and then he'll pull his brains out from his ears. Yeah, I swear, Ian. I know you'll have some kind of reaction to it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
yeah,
I don't...
I mean,
go ahead.
There's so many movies that I need to, you know, actually get around to watching.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like,
but I don't have anything else to say.
Paranormal
this
activities.
Is just. Yeah, we'll get around to the. Yeah. Yeah. One of these days. I think they're rebooting it, so maybe we'll have to go through all six of them again. Because we've only seen the first one. But who knows?
Yeah.
I don't have anything else to say, Ian. I really don't. This one just was not good, and there's nothing much else to discuss. So I know next week is The Invisible Man. We'll have a review of that. And after that, I'm not sure. It might be A Quiet Place 2. Or it might be the second week of March. I'm not exactly sure on that. So we might have an open week, but I'm not sure. So we'll see. But Ian, I hope things go well on your end. And all your troubles,
yeah.
And hopefully they get better. And I will talk to you next time. And I want to thank everyone for listening. And we will see you next week.
Good night.
Touch your skin.